Well, this is Ken Morgan again, welcoming you to another watch party from South Plainfield Public Library. Now, for this one, we're going to try again with some comedies. Note I say comedies rather than comedy, because we're going to be showing three movies today. Well, three short movies, which total will run about an hour and 20 minutes, roundabouts. Now, of course, last week we showed Abbott and Costello. This week we're going to be showing Laurel and Hardy. Now, for this month, we were supposed to show the movie Road to Utopia with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. Unfortunately, we're not able to show this over the website or Facebook due to various reasons. We were going to be showing it on DVD at the library, but the library is not open right now. So we're going to be going back to Laurel and Hardy for this one. Now, the first movie is called Blotto, and it's from 1930, and it's a story about where Stan and Ollie want to go out for a night with a night at a nightclub, but they have to get past Stan's wife. It's the same sort of sitcom plot that has been used countless times, but it is a very funny movie. Now, one thing you might not understand, the big deal about them having a bottle of liquor with them. That's because this was made, as I said, in 1930, when Prohibition was still in effect. And it was not exactly legal to have a bottle of liquor with you. This is before liquor stores were considered essential businesses, as they are today. And the second movie is one of Laurel and Hardy's best movies. It's called The Music Box. It was made in 1932. It won the first Oscar for Best Live-Action Short Subject, and it was selected for the National Film Registry several years ago. And in this one, Stan and Ollie have to transport a piano up a very, very long flight of stairs. Now, the stairs do exist. I mean, this was not created for the movie. The stairs actually exist, and they still exist, as I understand it. They're in Los Angeles. A few years ago, I was in Los Angeles for a convention, and I took a tour. I did not see those stairs, but now I have something to do in the unlikely event that I ever get back to Los Angeles. I understand that there is actually a plaque at those stairs signifying where the movie was made. And the third movie is called County Hospital. It's also from 1932, in which Stan goes to visit Ollie in the hospital, and things don't go very well, as you might expect. Now, this one is different from the other three in that the version that we have selected has been colorized by computer. Now, I know that some film buffs do not like colorization, but this was the best print we could find. Hope you don't mind. Now, a couple more things about these movies. First of all, for the second two, The Music Box and County Hospital, you may recognize one of the supporting actors, Billy Gilbert. He has a prominent role in both of these movies. You'll know him when you see him, especially if you're familiar with the Our Gang comedies, as I was. I mean, I watched them back when I was a kid. He was in at least four of them that I know. Probably he's best remembered for the one movie where, you know, the kids are listening to stories from this sea captain, and as a result, they're ignoring their schoolwork, so the captain tries to get them to go back to school. Well, if you've seen it, you'll remember it. But he is very funny in these two movies. And for all three of them, for some reason, these have subtitles in a foreign language, and I am not sure of what language it is. If anybody can pick out what language it is, I mean, hey, post it in the comments. In fact, we would really appreciate it if you would post comments about this showing, good, bad, or indifferent, on our Facebook page, or email them to us. You know, we want to know that somebody's watching these things, and we hope that they're enjoying them. So, I've talked for long enough. So here are Blotto, The Music Box, and County Hospital, all with Laurel and Hardy, all made by Hal Roach Studios, and all of them released by MGM. Hope you enjoy it, and also special thanks to Joan, our webmaster, for helping to put all this together. And, here are the movies. See you later.